ready to talk. Don't run your mouth. Welcome back to the Be Cool podcast. Be cool, motherfuckers. It is episode number 8. We're back at it. We are home again from a long drip season. Summer activities fully booked, but got to sleep in the bed for the last 2 days. Head on the pillow, waking up late, waking up early, trying to get back to the routine now. Weddings are over with, house sitting's just begun. We'll talk at that a little bit more info on the housekeeping, little stories, little treats. As you know, last episode was recorded on the phone out in the Berg, Heinsberg. That's all the info I can give you about the location, because we don't need any of those stalkers coming through trying to find a kid. So, drip season obviously finished. It's raining. It's cold. The leaves are falling. They're changing. The Canadians are coming. The New Yorkers are coming. They're doing their last little vacation runs all the way through October. Can't believe October 1st already. What a summer. Beautiful summer. Wasn't hot. Nice and cool. Breezy. But, like I said, cuffing season has begun. Get that one close to you. The one you like. Wife her up for the winter. Then drop her in the summer. You'll be our springtime. Whenever you feel like the, you know, that funny business starts. That's when you want to, you know, something you got to let it go, you know. Maybe even right before Valentine's Day, if you really want to be a prick. But, you know, to each their own. I can't tell you how to live your life. I'll never do that. I'll not judge you on anything you do. I'm just going to speak the truth. So, unfortunately, that's just the way the cookie crumbles, the way the Rolling Stone gathers moss. Randy Moss. Someone got mossed. A lot of people got mossed this week. But I got fucked both leagues. Fantasy football. Well, who cares, right? We're not going to even get into that. Speaking of football, fucking Buffalo Bills. Only team to score an offensive touchdown on the Pats. They get an illegal hit on Josh Allen. Nothing happens. Guy should be penalized for the rest of his career. Get that fucking scumbag out of the game. But, nope. None of that. Perfect. Out for the season. He's suspended. But this guy almost destroyed my quarterback. Finally got a quarterback who could throw the ball a little bit. And this is what happens to me. Sick of this shit. Buffalo Bills lose. They're 3-1. Right? That makes sense. Week 4. But, you know, we're still cooking. It was fun to watch some football, get back home, hang out with the Luka Doncic, the Colchester. Hopefully you get to see some more little buddies this week. Thursday, hopefully. I checked the weather. I was going to do that a little earlier, but had to get the coffee going, get the laundry finished. I got the bacon roasting in the oven right now, finishing off some veggies, and I'm about to have a little snack after this one. Nice little quick jibber, as it were. And if you ever heard of a slip jab, you don't want that in your life. I Urban Dictionary that one. If you'd like, that's a shout out to the Lebanese Drake over there at the Gorilla Grush. Still waiting on the contract to be forwarded over here so I could sign it, get the release for my likeness on the back of that cut-off hoodie so we can get that merchandise, the merch, as they say, rolling through, supporting the podcast. So tough game for the Bills, but we had a chance. The refs fucked us, and we're going to move on. You know, just another week coming up. A gem that I found while house sitting out in the Berg. I never watched any of these series, any of the episodes or the seasons before, but American History Story, the AHS 1984 on FX right now, is a banger. An unbelievable soundtrack that just makes it drags you in, because all you want to hear is those 80s songs. I mean, they're just throwing in the ones from Karate Kid. They're they're hitting you with all the hits.
It's a cruel summer.
I don't even know the rest of the words, but and then Somebody's watching me. With some other than die. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I don't know the words. I can tell you, I can do the rhythm though. Because I'm a fucking artiste. I'm a fucking pro. I'm not one of these amateur hours. Can't get it done. I can't get it done, but you know what? At least I goddamn give it the A+ effort. A++ rating. So the soundtrack in that. So if you don't know, AHS, American Horror Story, 1984. Not loosely based. Heavily based on kids at a camp getting killed. Counselors go back years later. Story, you know, it's all starting up. Then they're doing a lot of mixing there. I'd watch it. It's funny. There's a lot of blood. It's just silly. It's a silly little show. I'd watch it. It's only in episode 2 right now, so, you know, click in. I think it's totally different from the other ones, because the other ones look like some Addams Family shit was going on. Not a big fan of that. Not bad at, like, when you're a child, but whatever. I checked that out. AHS, 1984. Had to catch up on a lot of stuff. Got to see Power, Succession, Ballers this week. Succession was really great. I did send that clip out on Snapchat and Instagram. So don't forget to check out that Instagram, at Reese45MC, if you want to see that clip where Macaulay Culkin's brother is the actor in that little scene at the bar. And he has this line. He goes, "That's slick. Slicker than cum on the back of a dolphin." Wait, slicker than cum on a dolphin's back. That's it. Slicker than cum on a dolphin's back. That's slick. That is slick. That had me laughing. I had to record it, send it out. Let the people know. I know there's a lot of people ain't watching Succession because they don't know about it. They just like any other show, like Dexter. People weren't watching Dexter when it first came out, but they start binge watching that shit, trying to hop on that bandwagon real quick, real quick. 0 to 100, cracker. So like I said, I found that when I was house sitting. The dog was Gunner the dog, 6 years old. I'm pretty sure 6 years old. High maintenance, a lot of whining, but you know what? His parents are gone, his owners are gone. I gotta pick up the slack, and you know that's just what it is. Let me see if I can just. All right, just had to do a little quick check. Sorry about that. One of the greatest joys house sitting was the owners had a nice Bob Marley bud fingered plant ready for trimming in a few weeks that I was able to take in the fragrance when I was out on the back deck. Beautiful looking plant. Sent those out. I'm going to put those on Instagram maybe. A couple little shots. Nice little trichomes on there. If you know what I'm saying. If you're into the cannabis culture. Cannabis cup winner maybe. Possibly. Sorry about that. Just a little, little background noises here. A lot of things clicking and clacking. Jingle jingles. Mr. Jingles. Speaking of American History Story 1984. The name of the guy that does the hacking and slashing is Mr. Jingles. He's got a thing for ears and keys. That's the words derived from. Again, check that out. If you like a little horror, you like some laughter, you like to see some nice girls in leotards. It's 1984 again. 1984. A lot of nice leotards and the little, you know what I'm saying? Birds in the wind. I did watch that again. That's a movie I took a little rewatch in. Was Wall Street, Money, When Money Talks or something like that. Is that what it is? Money Talks? Maybe. I can't remember. It's Wall Street number 2. Not the one with Charlie Sheen. But Charlie Sheen is in this one. This one has Shia LaBeouf. LaBeouf, 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 and that woman that, you know, I don't know, the short hair cut girl, I don't know her name. She's not an A-list actress, so I can't really, I don't remember those. I'm not good with names anyway, unless I hear it a bunch of times. I ain't gonna remember your fucking name. I don't got time. There's so many fucking people in the world. I don't got time or the patience to remember every Tom, Dick, and Harry, Sally, Jesse, Raphael. But house sitting was awesome. I took care of the dog great. Owners were very, very pleased. There was a lot of post-it notes all over the place. They wanted to make sure, well, I do say they, but it is a single person we're talking about. Wanted to make sure that everything was precise. I had even to where to know where the Ziploc bags were. There was a post-it note. I don't need that kind of information. I'm a pro. If you've listened to 7 podcasts, you know I'm a pro because I'm here every week. 1 week I was a little late, but that's, you know, that's expected. Some things happen, and there's no way that you can crucify me for being 3 days late. I mean, you could crucify me, but you got to catch me first. Catch me if you can. Catch me on South Beach popping bottles with Rick Ross. That's where I'd like to be catching me, but catching some suntan. A little suntan, because even though it's cuffing season, that tan's fading fast. My little cracker ass looks like the white screen at a goddamn photo shoot, Beltrami. Another beautiful shot I took a few weeks ago at the wedding. Nice little golfing vista. So, house sitting, like I said, house sitting was great. Going to the compound in the middle of October, back there at the 1st of November, a week off from house sitting. Then I'm back out in the Berg house sitting again at the end of November. Then my birthday drops 2 days after Thanksgiving, I think. Big 40, big 40 this year. So if you're out there, if you know me, I'm not going to bring this up. If you know me, you support me, the podcast, this is where you're getting the information. I'm not going to be spitting these words out. But if you're listening, you know me, you like me, 40 years old I'm turning. I don't need Don Julio 1942, but I'm saying it because never had it. Think it might be the year. 1942 in my hand. Dun, 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 dun. The Biebs right there. That's the Biebs remix of I Need a One Dance, Got a Hennessy in My Hand. But it's Biebs goes, 1942 in my hand. I need that Don Julio. Y'all want to pitch in? I don't need anything but a bottle of 1942. Slap your mama and some fucking burn ends. You know what I'm saying? Some fucking burn ends, some 1942. And let's celebrate the big 4-0. Just an old ass cracker trying to live. No major health issues. A little crazy in the head, obviously. But that's why you're here listening. I guess if you're here, I can only assume. Again, at Twitter, Reese45MC, Instagram, Reese45MC, YouTube, Promomo Gaming, Twitch, Promomo Gaming, Promomo Gaming, Promomo Gaming, GAMING. Check that out. Hit me with responses. Let me know what's going on. Like it, subscribe, follow, do everything you can. That bacon's cooking right now. I'm going to go check on it real quick. I'm going to do a little dance, do my little tiptoes through, and I'll be right back in a second. Gotcha, bitches. Beautiful thing about recording podcasts, the pause button. You can move all around. This is the first time I'm using it, actually, so it's brand new to me also. So you know about it. I'm doing it. But I haven't edited anything. So you're never going to get the edited Fox News version or that CNN trash. This is not MSNBC. This is direct from 8 Mile. You know where 8 Mile is. If you know where 8 Mile is, we're not talking about Detroit. We're talking about Chittenden County, Vermont. That's if you know where 8 Mile is in Chittenden County, we don't have to worry about nothing. You smell me? Ain't nobody fucking around out here. They got deer running around silly. There's raccoons. There's skunks. A lot of crackers. And some fucking cars that just make the worst fucking noises. I'm trying to get my goddamn beauty sleep. And these goddamn trucks are going through here like they're going to the mud bugs out in Johnson. Johnson. Or Moncton. Fucking, it's out of control out here. But can't wait. Like I said, turning 40, I'm super excited. So I'm joking about the 1942, wink, wink. But if you listen to the podcast and you feel like you want to do something, just have the people around. Get people around. Get my friends together, friends that maybe you don't see or talk to. and get you know, do it like the wedding style. Bring the people together, you know, get my core together, and let's have a snapper of a good time. And listen, I don't need everybody to be a goddamn husband and wife. You know what I'm saying? A lot of my people are husband and wives. But daddy, listen, maybe drip season can happen one more little round, right? Little Thanksgiving. Little give thanks. Give thanks to Pro Momo. Or Reese 45. Or Momo. Or whoever, however you want to call it. This is the Be Cool Podcast. I'm trying my best. You know, I'm just trying my best out here. Spitting nonsense. Hopefully it makes a little bit of a, you know, impact in a good way in your life. You laugh, you have fun. Maybe you listen to it during you while you're working or while you're doing one of your hobbies. Like this is brand new to me. 7 up 8 episodes in now, and it's a joy. People send me Snapchats of them listening to it, you know, doing whatever they're doing. I like that. That's for me to be part of your life when I'm not even around. That's a helpful little gift. So I appreciate that. All the support, I appreciate it. All the retweets and the sharing, I appreciate all that. Love people, man. I love people. I love seeing people enjoying life. I'm not a Debbie Downer. Even though if I talk about something serious, I'm never going to talk about it in a trying to bring down, you know, the mood of the conversation. Everything in life is not that serious. You understand? Because we all going to die one day. But a lot of people have different aspirations in life, different ideas of what life is. You know, some people believe that, you know, some people you fall in love, you got to get married, you buy a house, da da da. You know, that's the typical, you know, fantasy for people growing, you know, getting older and growing, blah blah blah. Some people don't have those aspirations. Some people are drug addicts and they get fucked up and they, you know, and something terrible happens to them. And their life expectancy is, you know, diminished. And there's a whole gamut in between all of that. And that's a unfortunate, that's a beautiful part about life, is that that's the way it is. You don't know when your time is. No one knows that. Not for sure anyway. You know, there might be a few psychics out there with a little bit more talent, psychic ability than another one. Someone might be charging you $20 to give you the truth. Someone's charging you $10 talking shit. Those are the carnies. We don't fucking deal with those people. Not from Newport, not in Lindenville, and definitely not here at the country fair. So, computer update. I will be sending that out this week. Finally home. Just going to fill out the paperwork. Already have the prepaid, you know, FedEx label ready to put on the box. Nice little box. Send that out. Get my computer back, go through that process again, and then start, you know, the rebirth, and we got to make some big moves. I only have, right now we're at 18 minutes in this podcast, but there's only 16 total minutes left on Podbean for me to upload content. So we're going to have to make a big decision here, big decision. Hopefully we can find a free service to slap that in there, but if we don't get these connections here, we're going to be looking down the barrel here pretty soon. So I wanted to end this podcast with some wedding stories. This one's from the wedding I actually officiated. And it was we had an unbelievable wedding, right? So I do the ceremony. You do the call outs. I get a call out. First one walking down. Name comes out. I start walking. I do the Ric Flair. I do the twirl like I'm right at the Jumbotron. Wait, are you going to call that? Nah, it's not a Jumbotron there, right? Just a big screen walking out of the curtains. I do the slow twirl. Then I do the clucking, the Ric Flair clucking. Woo! Woo! Let me tell you something, Gene. A little Hogan style. And so we get, do the introduction, sit down at dinner, have dinner. They break it all down at the venue. Dance floor started. We're doing dances. So they had, they have Tribute, that's a local beer in Vermont that I don't know what it, maybe 8%, 7 to 8%, maybe a 9. I'm gonna guess it's 8 something. Heavy duty beer, not like that butterscotch saison I had last night. I don't know what the fuck that thing, that was nuclear nectar nuggets, or I don't know what the fuck that. That had some shots. That was a 10.2 jibber, Luka Doncic style. That was alcohol content. Sorry, just to let you know. Not the rating of the beer. The beer was probably a 2.5, but the alcohol percentage was 10.2, which is heavy duty. Not a good flavor at all. Just it was. It's hard to explain if you don't know what garbage tastes like. But I don't know. I think that was a Virginia beer, Nuclear Nuggets, and yeah, it just wasn't the one. But so Tribute was on tap, and one of my buddies, Willie, who I have a nice picture on the Facebook with, first picture that got posted. He was going heavy with these tributes. Now there was some story running around that from Willie's wife that if he drinks tributes, he gets too fucked up. Like and the night before, we drank a half gallon of Hornitos, añejo style, not fucking silver, añejo, the big boy status. And there was maybe a third. No, a fifth of that left in the morning. And that motherfucker was drinking. We were drinking Hornitos all night, just sipping it right out the bottle. So I don't know how you can drink tequila, but a tribute fucks you up. But that's what I didn't believe the story. So the funny part is, so we're outside, and one of Uncle Phil's friends who got one of Uncle Phil Uncle Phil's the one who got married. So one of Uncle Phil's friends, fiancés, is. She has one of the pens, and they live in New Hampshire, or actually live in Massachusetts. So throughout the night, I go find her, get my little hit on, and I roll out, eight second puffer. Well, I take one time. Willie's at the table outside, and I walk out there, and I say, yo, Meg, let me get a little, a little chit, little snap, snap. So take my 8 seconder. She's like, pass it around. So give it to Willie. He starts sucking this thing down. Almost like 20-second hit. I don't know how the atomizer doesn't stop at some point, but this guy, then he starts doing the slow roll of the cloud coming out, and I knew it was a mistake. Because 10 minutes later, this motherfucker was knocked out outside sleeping. People were talking about his shoes are still on. I'm like, yo, this is a grown ass man, and we're at a fucking wedding. This laws like that don't exist out here. Just make sure this, and people are taking pictures with him, like the silly faces behind him while he's knocked the fuck. I mean, this guy was, Willie was knocked the fuck out. I never see, you think that he had just done a Spartan race, because that's the kind of guy that Willie is. Willie go do a Spartan race like nothing. Hell of a wide receiver, but I never seen anything like it. This guy was just passed out, and this was the. That wedding day, we actually did a nice little mini golf that at Smugglers, and then we played this game. What the fuck is this thing called? Oh, human foosball. The court wasn't big enough for first of all, because you, I mean, you, I'm kicking people's knees playing this game, and I mean, I was doing UFC leg kicks, little Anderson Silvas to him, just a shit, just a yeah. And I got nailed in the face. My crucifix comes flying off. I think my fucking, I'm officiating the wedding. I think my face is all but busted up, but luckily I didn't get any bruises. That cocoa butter really keeps the essence of this alabaster skin. Very nice. Very, very nice. And so I mean, and what a beautiful day. It was a beautiful day all the way around. And watching people pass out that don't usually pass out, and then people take advantage of that was entertaining, to say the least. Some people, like my old roommate Smitty, was supposed to be watching him, but he passed out, and then he was disappeared. People didn't even know where he was. I couldn't find him. I think he snuck off to the bathroom because 10 minutes later, people were out back outside. He was still laying there. But that is what it is. So I wanted to tell that little story. It's not the craziest story. Funny little story, though. Yeah, I guess you had to be there because to see the whole, the guy's disappeared. He's doing like David Blaine magic acts. It's just a sight to behold. And I mean, in this wedding, there was a lot of action going on. I mean, he's fucking girls taking pictures of their asses, titties hanging out. You know, it was just a blast. It was a real, real shindig. And didn't last too long after that. Got back to the condos there at the resort. And, I just drank the night away. Had smoked a nice blunt with some shatter in it. And then I actually got to watch that UFC fight that night. I can't remember who was fighting. I think it was Holloway, maybe? No, I can't even remember. But, the last month's been a blur. All September was a blur. Couldn't really tell you. Didn't even get to celebrate Pac's passing the way I normally do. Hopefully some of y'all had some Hennessy for him. A little Thug Passion. A little Cristal. But life's good. Life's good. We're flush again. Busy. Not busy all this month. Get to relax this month. A few days of house sitting, then I'm back home for another, 2 weeks, and then I'm gone again. But November should be interesting. Should have a lot of good stuff to talk about. The world's changing every day. There's new stories all over the place. We can't keep up with this bullshit. I can't do it. I'm just going to tell you what I'm enjoying, how I'm living life. 2K just put out another 20 gig patch. Now, the patch, let me tell you, what a patch is an update to a game. Now, they put out 5 patches. Now, a patch is used to fix, just like, you put a patch on a wound or a patch on something that's broken. To fix it. That's what a patch is. That's a definition of what these patches are. So when I say patch, when you put a 20 gig patch out, that's unheard of. Just like the hashtag fire Ronnie2K and fix NBA 2K were unheard of to be trending. Well, these two 20 gig patches they put out, the game was 75 gigs to download. So you see what I'm saying? So somewhere someone fucked up and they're trying to, rebound from that. And it's falling apart fast because a lot of their main content creators are starting to, dig back in, but they got NDAs and agreements where they get, they get handed shit on the side, so they got to keep that shit, They can't keep that a buck with you, because they're going to fuck you. They're just there to fuck you, so. But, hey, we're 28 minutes in. I got to get my, my food done. I got to get that shit in my belly, get this day rocking. And, again, I appreciate it. Live life, love it. Embrace change, accept difference, and do you share that with others, be happy, smile, be silly, and most of all, be cool, motherfuckers. Be cool, you ain't ready for war, you ready to rap, you ready to talk.